Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Shaws for Community Comment. Government financial reports tend to fixate on three economic indicators as barometers for the strength of the economy: unemployment, GDP, and the stock market. High GDP growth has the president crowing. Unemployment is below 4%, and the stock market is booming. The Standard & Poor's 500 stock index has soared more than 320% since emerging from the rubble of the financial crisis in March 2009, creating more than $18 trillion in wealth. But what do those numbers mean for you? I'm guessing not much. The day-to-day experience for working and middle-class Americans has become completely divorced from these macro metrics. An overall growth rate doesn't tell you a thing about how the spoils of that growth are shared. While middle-class incomes are treading water, the rich have prospered and the poor have fallen behind. This is a decade in which wealth inequality has increased the most in U.S. history. So where should we look for the health of our economy? Here are a few ideas. First, real wage growth. Are workers getting ahead or falling behind? Real wage growth can give you a sense and help tease out who's benefiting from those top-level metrics. Newsflash, it's not workers. Worker wages have been essentially flat since the 1970s. This should be an emergency, but somehow it's just a pesky side note in our economic conversation. Second, rate of unionization. As go unions, so goes the middle class. It really is that simple. Unions lift wages, benefits, and worker dignity. Unions have steadily declined right along with the middle class. And finally, deaths of despair. Sometimes you have to look beyond pure economic stats to get a real taste of what life is like for average Americans. When you add together suicides, deaths by overdose, and alcoholism, you get a grim metric that's been dubbed deaths of despair. How many people find their situation so mind-numbing and generally hopeless that they give up on their own life? Here, too, we have a disaster unfolding that seems to be hitting the middle-aged, high school-educated whites in particular. The nation is in grip by an epidemic of despair, and yet no one has actually proposed anything to deal with it. Once upon a time, overall economic numbers actually meant something. A rising tide seemed to lift all boats. Those days are long gone, though, and as long as we aim our policies at the wrong metrics, they aren't coming back. For too long, our government has been controlled by the wealthiest among us, who are all too eager to spend trillions on tax breaks for billionaires, but refuse to provide resources like universal health care and tuition-free college for the rest of us. And unless we stop electing leaders who are controlled by the billionaire class, this economic injustice will just keep going unchecked. This has been Bill Shazer for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.